proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. In our series about the Jewish high priest, we turn our attention to Eli. Eli served as a high priest in the tabernacle at Shiloh. He was also one of the last of the judges of Israel, immediately preceding Samuel in that role. According to 1 Samuel chapter 1, an Israelite named Hannah had accompanied her husband Elkanah on his yearly journey to Shiloh to offer sacrifices. At the altar, Hannah prayed for God to give her a son. She promised God that she would, quote, give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, unquote. Eli saw her and thought that Hannah was drunk. He rebuked her for being intoxicated. After Hannah explained the reason for her distress, though, Eli changed his mind. He told her to, quote, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him, unquote. After the birth and weaning of her son, Samuel, Hannah kept her vow. She brought the child to Eli. When she did so, the high priest blessed her and Elkanah both, saying that, quote, the Lord give thee seed of this woman for the loan which is lent unto the Lord, unquote. The author of 1 Samuel chapter 2 described Eli's sons, Hophni and Phinehas, as being, quote, sons of Belial, unquote. Put another way, these were wicked men. They appropriated the meat of the sacrificial offerings for their own use. Because of this, quote, the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord, unquote. Furthermore, Hophni and Phinehas engaged in illicit sexual intercourse with those women who came to the tabernacle. Under the Mosaic law, Eli could have had his sons executed for their transgressions. He could have at least had them removed from the priesthood. Instead, he rebuked them, albeit rather insipidly, telling them, quote, why do ye such things? For I hear of your evil dealings by all this people, unquote. As a result of Eli's laxness in disciplining his children, God sent the high priest a messenger. That messenger condemned Eli for honoring his sons above honoring God. As a sign to Eli, the emissary continued, Hophni and Phinehas, his sons, would die on the same day. This prophecy came to pass when the Philistine army defeated the Israelite forces, an incident recorded in the fourth chapter of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 3 described the first direct communication between God and Samuel. The high priest Eli played an important part in this transaction. After Samuel two times heard his name called, he went to Eli, believing that the high priest had sent for him. The third time this happened, Eli directed Samuel to respond, quote, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth, unquote. When Samuel did so, God informed him about the divine judgment he would send on the family of Eli. God said, quote, I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, unquote. Eli's sons, in God's words, had, quote, made themselves vile, unquote, and Eli did not restrain them in their evil deeds. Samuel faithfully delivered that message from Eli. In response, the high priest said, quote, it is the Lord, let him do what seemeth him good, unquote. God's retribution to the family of Eli came shortly thereafter. Eli's two sons were killed when the Philistines raided the Israelite encampment and captured the Ark of the Covenant. When Eli heard about the capture of the ark and the deaths of his sons, Eli fell and broke his neck. He was 98 years old when he died and had judged Israel for 40 years. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions presenting another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.